This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Louisiana officials say heavy oil from the ongoing spill in the Gulf of Mexico is now washing into delicate marshes. Meanwhile, the government says some of that oil has drifted into the so-called loop current that could take it all the way down to the Florida Keys. As the oil threatened the shore, NPR's Jamie Tarabay joined a BP-organized boat ride to the source of the spill.
Fixing to depart the dock and head the location to the oil site.
Kim Barrell captains the Mr. Leroy, an offshore crew boat that runs supplies to ships and rigs in the Gulf.
We can crank up and get ready to go.
This is Jason French, the only BP representative aboard.
This will be my first time as well.
We set off from Venice along the edges of Louisiana's marshes. About 50 nautical miles into our journey, the remnants of the oil begin to float past. They're the size of golf balls and copper-coloured. This is the oil that's been chemically dispersed. The closer we get, the thicker the swaths. BP's Jason French.
When you actually set eyes on it and see it, you kind of get a more realistic perspective for the size of what we're dealing with.
Eventually, we come upon the Discoverer Enterprise. It's part of the latest method BP has tried to collect oil spilling into the Gulf. It's the drilling ship that BP says is collecting oil from a smaller pipe inserted into the broken pipeline. Oil, natural gas, and water come through the pipe, and they're separated on board the ship. The gas is burnt off by an enormous flame.
You can see that on the backside of the Enterprise, the flare, that's the natural gas being separated from the oil.
We can see two oil rigs BP says are working on relief wells. French says the plan is to dig down through the seabed, then drill horizontally until they connect with the original pipeline and fill it with mud. This is supposed to be the permanent solution to seal up the well, but Jason French says that is months away.
The estimates on the relief well were 90 to 120 days.
Surrounding the driller ship are other transport ships and support vessels, all part of the operation.
We have well over 700 vessels involved. This is really only a fraction of the vessels involved in the operation of what you're seeing here.
Where we are standing right now, 5,000 feet of seawater between us and the seabed, underneath this oil and all this water is the wreckage of the oil rig that went down on April 20, killing 11 people.
Several miles away from the sunken rig, ships cordon off shiny black slicks of oil for controlled burns. The oil is thickest here. BP has released a handful of videos showing the oil gushing from the pipe. Scientists say huge plumes of oil lurk beneath the surface, threatening marine life. Captain Kim Barrell, a sailor for 30 years, steers the boat away.
It's disheartening. Right now we should see 30, 40 feet below the surface. Crystal clear blue water.
The water looks like molasses. It's thick and syrupy almost. Liquid tar.
The oil has now spread to over a 25-mile radius. We pull away from the site, but it is hours before we leave the oil behind. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, in the Gulf of Mexico.